First here in this hour of the program, we had a chance to catch up earlier this afternoon with New England-based filmmakers Kathy Swanson and Vince O'Connell. They've got a brand new movie coming out entitled Farmer of the Year, and it will be playing at select dates in the state of Maine, including at the Criterion in Bar Harbor and at the Colonial Theater in Belfast. And we had a chance to talk with the filmmakers about Farmer of the Year earlier this afternoon. Well, I had a chance to watch the trailer for Farmer of the Year, and I'll say it right up front. Man, you guys had me at Barry Corbin. I love him.
Yeah, he does such an amazing job with his character. It's really uncharacteristic of the characters he usually plays. So, he's well-rounded.
Which is one of the reasons that he took the role, because he liked the character, and it was different than the sort of authoritarian martinets that he would usually play, you know, like a general or a police chief or a libertarian business owner, for example.
And you've got a wonderful actress playing his granddaughter. She is absolutely, it looks like she'll be delightful in this.
Yeah. She obviously doesn't have the resume that Barry has, but she's done a lot of work for someone in her early 20s. Yeah, she's perfect.
Yeah, she was great. She's great to work with, and we auditioned lots and lots of people, lots and lots of actors, and we didn't cast her until just a few weeks before. And she's the last person we saw, and we go, yeah, she's perfect.
And then you brought in another veteran in Terry Kaiser, probably best known for Weekend at Bernie's, to play Barry Corbin's character's brother.
Yeah, right. That was another feather in our cap, I think. Terry adds a lot to the film.
Yeah, he has a great personality, presentation, and he's a great physical comedian. He didn't get much chance to exercise that skill in this film, but it still comes across.
Yeah, plus he was great to just have on set.
Well, and that has to be so great and give you even more confidence making your first feature film, to know that you got a couple old pros there hanging around to make it all come together.
Yeah, it was quite a project.
Yeah, they provided a lot of valuable input, and they raised the level of our filmmaking ability. That's definitely the case.
Well, it's a story that so many people can relate to, of a gentleman who has to sell a farm that's been in the family for generations, and then goes off on a little cross-country trip to try and get away from that, and also to reconnect with his past a little bit. And Kathy, I understand for you, it was a homecoming when it comes to where you shot much of the film.
Yeah, we went back and we shot it in my hometown. And actually, the farm that we shot on was the farm that I grew up on. And Hap's house in the film is my dad's house. He sold the farm just like Hap and moved into town. And so we use the house. You know, we use the we shot for a whole day in the bank, because the banker in town was a classmate of mine in high school. And we, used the mailman that was the real mailman, and the guy that mowed the cemetery in the film mowed the cemetery in my hometown. So, it goes on and on and on.
We're talking with Kathy Swanson and Vince O'Connell. Their film Farmer of the Year will be playing at limited engagements down at Bar Harbor at the Criterion this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then at the Colonial Theater in Belfast Friday through Sunday, and then next Wednesday and Thursday. And while the film is shot largely in Minnesota and on the trip west, it seems like the kind of movie that will resonate with audiences, certainly audiences here in Maine and New England.
And actually, if I can add to that, I just got off the phone with the director of Stonington Opera House, and we'll be screening there the 8th of March through the 10th of March, and also in Brunswick at the Frontier Cinema on the 9th of May.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, great news indeed. Now, Vince, where did you find, I love just seeing what I saw of it in the trailer. Where did you track down that old 73 Winnebago?
Well, you gotta love Craigslist. So, yeah, it was a young gentleman, a young farmer. He was 21. He had just bought it the month before to go on camping trips with his buddies. And I put an ad out. We had been searching for one that had that sort of iconic look. And he responded almost right away, and we were able to actually rent it. And despite them having gone on a couple of trips, they presented it to us in clean condition.
Well, you've been playing the festival circuit as well. What has that experience been like for the two of you?
It was great. Our first festival was Sedona, and we were actually driving to Minnesota to shoot our last scene a couple weeks before the festival. And at the end of the festival, at the awards brunch, we actually were sitting eating our pancakes, and our name was called for one of the audience award films out of like hundreds. And we were stunned.
We choked on our pancakes.
Well, that's great news. And you also you sold out, was it at the Woods Hole Festival that people were packed in to see it?
Yeah, the audience was wonderful. They you know, we weren't sure the sort of low-key embedded humor, that kind of Midwestern laconic humor would translate, but it was a wonderful audience, and it they were from 20 years old to 80 years old. So it sold out there. And to go back to what you asked about the festival season, it was great. I mean, it was we didn't become jaded and at all. And all the audiences were really engaged, and the festivals were really a good time. And
And we won audience awards at, I think, Woods Hole and Minneapolis, St. Paul. Anyway, we've just been very fortunate to have won audience awards in several of the festivals, and Best Actor Awards for Barry's performance, and we even won a directing award in St. Louis.
Yeah, it's funny. You bring the film, you put it out there, you don't know what the reaction is going to be. We didn't really have any test audiences, and having people respond, it was strange and gratifying.
Well, we knew we liked it, but we didn't know that everybody else would too.
Well, and so many people are dealing with handling, taking care of, helping out an older parent or grandparent that I'm sure audiences, wherever they are in America, can relate to the story.
I really think that's the case. And, one of the big themes is that, in your head, you're some indeterminate, much younger age, which the character of Hap, played by Barry Corbin, is. And I think there are themes that a lot of people can relate to, especially of a certain age.
And then the relationship between the grandfather and the granddaughter is another theme that audiences really resonates with audiences. A lot of you'll see two and three generations in one family coming to the film and, laughing and crying.
Well, you're based in Vermont, so you obviously know New England well, but I understand from the press release that you've spent some time here on vacation in the fall. By the way, the best time to be in Maine. So you got a little knowledge of what people are like and what they will enjoy around these parts.
Yeah, we go to Common Ground Fair, and then on up to Bar Harbor, and sort of play around on the coast every year.
Yeah, we love Maine. It's unique, and if we didn't live in Vermont, we'd want to live in Maine.
We don't mind being a number two to Vermont. There's no problem with that at all. The movie is called Farmer of the Year. It looks absolutely wonderful. You can check out the trailer. It's available on YouTube, and it is playing now at the Colonial in Belfast, the Criterion in Bar Harbor, and as you heard Vince say, also in Stonington and Brunswick. Can they check out the website and get more information as well about other showings?
Actually, if they go to our website, which is actually yellowhousefilms.com.
No, it's Yellow House Films home. That's Farmer of the Year. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, Kathy. So, sorry. The Facebook page, Yellow House Films, look up Yellow House Films, Farmer of the Year Facebook, and that on the events page, it has all the screening times.
What's
yeah,
that?
If you Google Farmer of the Year, you'll be able to go anywhere you want.
Well, it looks terrific. We're so excited that people in Maine will have many chances to see the film, and we wish you much success with it, and thanks so much for talking with us today.
No, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Kathy Swanson, Vince O'Connell, husband and wife team putting together Farmer of the Year. Looks like a really outstanding film. And again, playing at the Criterion in Belfast, as well as several other locations around the state. This weekend, Friday, Saturday at 7, Sunday at 3 at the Criterion, Friday, Saturday at the Colonial in Belfast, as well as next Wednesday and Thursday. And then those new dates in Stonington and Brunswick as well.